fourth pick?
The fourth pick in the draft.
It's the sixth pick of the
draft. It's the sixth pick.
But it's, it's your first. It's your, round two.
I don't know how to count.
It's your round two
draft. We've established.
I'm a musician. I count to four.
On today's episode, I apologize to St. Charles County. Kind of.
And I get everyone to draw pretty pictures with me.
And I appreciate parking all over St. Louis, but not in the way you think. This is Overarching!
I'm Colin.
I'm David.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is Overarching. Let's say that pledge.
Right. I pledge allegiance to Gregory FX Daily, the one to whom we owe it all, and to our taxes, which we'd prefer to be dispersed as a lump sum or optional per annum. No purchase necessary. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to P.O. Box 31425, Huntley, Missouri 69420, or via the World Wide Web at gregoryfxday.ly. Ask your parents before going online. 1% to the god of yellow envelopes ignored by all.
We've received some complaints, some nasty letters saying,
yeah, I don't like it when you say mean things about St. Charles.
That's mean. First
because
of all,
St. Charles, St. Charles famously doesn't have the internet.
First
and
of
they
all,
have to send letters to us via the mail.
Yeah. That's mean.
Horses from St. Charles are constantly showing up at our studio. And it's, frankly, it's getting under our skin.
So I David, got you in St. Charles.
What?
I don't know. Isn't that what we're talking about?
Oh, they are stuck in the 1940s. Yeah. So, yes.
Boom, 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 boom.
Everybody out there is a crooner.
No, that's far too much rhythm for somebody in St. Charles.
Everybody out there claps on the ones and threes.
Yes. I've got That's you my... under my skin. Deep. Something in the heart of me. Get up. Those cats are swinging.
David, tell us what the people are saying about us saying about St. Charles.
Here's the thing. I had an excellent
conversation. I have family in St. Charles,
I'm from St. Charles County.
I don't have a problem with it.
I'm from two different places in St.
My father's St. Charles.
I grew up for the first 8 years of my life in St. Charles proper, and then my family moved us out to Lac St. Louis.
A suburb of a suburb.
Yes, truly a suburb of a suburb. It's about as far out there as you can get.
Suburbception.
When I grew up out there, Wentzville was 6,000 people. It's almost 50,000 now.
Correct me if I'm wrong, which I know you will. The O'Fallon, Missouri was the fastest growing city in America for a time.
From the 1990 to 2000, I think. So.
I wonder why.
Oh, hey. But then from 2010 to 2020, it was Wentzville.
Jesus.
Turns out how it's so funny how the two of the top largest growing cities in America were in St. Charles County, two different cities.
Yeah. To quote O'Fallon, Missouri's own website, with the philosophy of family first, the city of O'Fallon, Missouri has achieved phenomenal... Has achieved phenomenal growth for more than four decades, making it one of the fastest growing cities in the nation.
Yeah, you know, my favorite thing about just invoking family values is who's out there being you know what? I'm against family values.
My ears. It's the dog. I'm a dog.
Yeah. What person with family in New York City who have lived in condos or apartments their whole lives have been you know what? I hate my children. First of all, it's probably the Italians.
Folks in New York will be I got my family values
here. It's probably the Italians. We do that. Let's talk. I had a conversation. I had a very, very good conversation with my friend Kyle, the owner of Gimme Golf Club, an establishment you should visit.
Is this a paid advertisement?
No, I just love the Gimme Golf Club because it's changing golf and the entire space of golf and making it affordable for people.
Cut to him definitely wearing his Gimme Golf Club hat on this show in the past.
Yeah, I definitely. Okay.
So everything you're about to hear, David was paid to say.
No, it was not. I love golf.
Continue.
And I think it should be affordable. And Kyle is making a community in which it's affordable to do so. So I like it.
That's rad. Cool. Good on you, Kyle.
Yes. anyways, he and I were talking about how there's so much slander between both places. So people in St. Louis City and love St. Louis City, but they crap on St. Charles County people. And St. Charles County people are like, dude, city people have no idea what's going on in there. Like, and it's a stigma that I think all four of us in this room can agree definitely exists. Yes?
They started it.
They started it. So he has visited Kansas City a lot. Right.
I've visited a couple times.
I've visited a lot, actually, as well.
It's actually it's
as much as we crap on Kansas City.
It's a great city.
It's a fine city,
and they have a very good streetcar.
They have a great streetcar, which you talked about multiple times.
Yeah, if the Jefferson streetcar looks anything like that streetcar,
fantastic. Sign us up. I am here for Kansas City. I'm also here for Kansas City slander because I freaking hate their guts. He was talking about how that whole city doesn't have that kind of relationship with their suburbs and their neighborhoods surrounding. The city and counties surrounding and the cities surrounding don't have that. And he despises the fact that there is this St. Louis City, St. Charles County, even St. Louis County hatred.
But?
What?
But.
But?
It's like different though, because like—
How is it different?
Because like there's history.
Yeah, we spoke before like the like we have
there's
yeah
history
right
and we, that exa- talk, that we, that history still exists
and not the Kansas City. Every single deindustrialized city, every single
city period
has that
on Earth.
Yeah, but St. Louis is unique in the way we literally, not just through redlining, like through actual city boundaries, drew it on the map.
Yeah, there is deep psychological impact based on an arbitrary geopolitical line.
And a lot of it were realtors.
Oh, like you and Kyle are both realtors?
No, I'm saying me, personally.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm a realtor, but that's my fault. It's not my fault. But a lot of those issues with the redlining and the drawing of all that had to do with realtors the late 1800s.
Perpetrated God. Almost exclusively by realtors and banks.
So what was his point? Like, did he make a clear?
His point was that St. Louis needs to grow up. No, his point was St. Louis needs to grow up and put their big boy, big girl pants on and just like start supporting each other. And Kyle is in the right in that we do talk crap on each other a lot. He is correct in that. I truly believe, though, in the way that I do it, especially as somebody who grew up in St. Charles County, I do it in jest with a hint of truth because I know amazing people out there like Kyle who care about the city and the growth of the city and all of the, I'd say, the positive forward thinking about the city. He does. I know tons of people out in St. Charles County that care.
So that's fine.
Sure.
So and that's true. And I think in a couple minutes we should all say something nice about St. Charles because there is a lot to say that's nice. This is from me.
Wikipedia.
This is me as an outsider coming in. You know, I'm not from here.
Yes.
Coming into St. Louis fresh, not knowing about any of these divisions other than just like the divisions of every city.
Sure.
And really the city is restricted by its geographical boundaries, which dictate its tax income, which dictates so many things. Why we say the pledge to Gregory FX Daily. Like, we are trying to do so much with so little, which I think, and this does not talk to your friend Kyle. This is not talking about the average Joe in St. Charles. It's talking about the vibe.
Yes.
One way constitutes punching up. One way constitutes punching down when it comes to like making fun of. The way we make fun of St. Charles is like it's punching up. It's punching toward a place that is largely affluent. And are there less fortunate people in St. Charles? Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Is there affordable housing in St. Charles? Yes.
Yeah.
Like
a lot.
St. Charles County was largely built on the back of deindustrialization and white flight. And it's one of the reasons St. Louis or it's not one, it's not, it itself is not the reason, but it is the result of the reasons why St. Louis is the way it is right now.
Yeah.
And not that that doesn't include the Great Divorce. That's not their fault, but it's where everybody went.
Yeah. 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 What was St. Charles doing in 1876?
Where were they on January 6th?
I know where four people from Lake St. Louis were.
I rest my case.
to put a clarifying point on Colin's point here too, and from my perspective, is the criticism we give of St. Charles County and St. Louis County, for that matter, is largely a criticism of an ideology, a criticism of a perspective that exists that is, you know, not representative of all individuals. Whereas the criticism coming in on the city is, on the punching down side, typically ends up being a criticism of groups of people, you know,
that don't look like us.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and so it is like, yes, to the idea that, yes, we should have regional unity. Yes, we should all like grow together and have that, you know, strength of community in this region. Yes. Yes. But there's so
it feels very like, can't we all just get along?
Right. Which is like,
yeah.
it's like
a little reductive.
Right. And in order to get along, we also need to like recognize and address the sins of the past and provide solutions to them and not just say, we wouldn't be racist if we stopped talking about racism.
Can I say Kyle was a lot more eloquent than I am being.
We're not I want to be clear. Yeah. Does this absolve all of St. Louis City of sin? No.
Yeah.
It certainly does not. St. Louis City is with so much sin. And every Facebook comment that's like, all these corrupt politicians, blah, blah, blah. Like, have a second thought about that.
Yeah.
Like, not just these Democrat-run cities. Like, when you get there, it's reductive. But if you have a second thought about the corruption of the history of corrupt politics in St. Louis,
that still there is exists no, to this day.
There is no argument against that.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, these are the kinds of things that if we both had the second thought about that we could work together on.
Yeah.
And on the goes both ways side of things, like every time people start to have a conversation that like, you know, diminishes a people group or a neighborhood, you know, especially on like safety, whatever, like my like go to like pattern interruption there is like, you know, people live there, right? People live there. Mm-hmm. And the same way, like, yeah, St. Charles, people live there.
Yeah.
And like, so like we can recognize
extremely cool people live there.
Right. So like individuals are not ideologies.
Yep.
Absolutely. There it is.
Okay. Let's say three things.
Yeah. So let's, all this to say, we're all going to say something nice about St. Charles. And we hope that if you're still listening, you do the same thing in the comments. Say something nice about St. Louis City, St. Charles. Try it. And not, oh, I liked it when it was 1975.
Yeah.
Say something nice about it now.
Like,
and not, like, and not, oh, you like living there? Oh, you like, is it? You like it down there? Say something nice.
Yeah.
But like this.
Yeah, go.
St. Charles downtown is a model for urbanism. It is a model for what good, strong towns downtown, strong town style downtowns could be. And I think should be emulated in our neighborhoods. Full stop.
Bradley.
Yeah, St. Charles County has some great outdoors with the Katy Trail, and also one of my favorite spots, the Confluence State Park.
That's like the that's like this farthest east you can go.
It's a part of St. Charles County.
Portage to Sioux, baby.
But hey, like Portage, you know, as a songwriter, spending time at open mics in St. Charles County, not just in downtown St. Charles, but also in St. Peter's, and then also writing a song at Confluence State Park. So, you know.
Good call.
I have another nice thing to say.
I didn't get to mine yet. You can say yours.
You lived there.
I did. Mine's going to sound extremely privileged. I believe it. It's just, okay.
Why am I? I'm shocked. Here's my here's the thumbnail. The
me pretending to throw. That's the thumbnail.
As far as lifestyle centers go, Streets of St. Charles is one of the okay ones.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's a lot of living above it, which yeah. is like a good thing.
Yeah, and they don't have the largest parking lot known to man.
Yeah. Well, it's a parking garage.
It's a parking garage.
Underneath the apartment.
Yep.
What a novel thought.
Right. If they did that in downtown St. Louis, yeah. I wouldn't be mad about it.
Yeah. They did the retail on the bottom and then the parking above with nothing above that. It's just the parking garage
sure.
with retail at the bottom. My favorite part about St. Charles County is the lake of Lake St. Louis. It's a planned lake. It's a man-made lake. I just have here's the struggle that I have, because my parents made the decision to move us out to Lake St. Louis because of they like the schools out there, and it was the whole thing. Yeah, I know. Like, it's just they did what they thought was best. All right, they did. I can't blame them for that at all. They did they thought was best, and they did a good job. I loved the lake. I loved being outside. I was outside all the time. All the time. I liked being on the lake.
No. Hot take, David.
It's so nice.
This is in support of you.
It's so nice.
Water, good.
Yeah.
Pro water.
Yeah.
This podcast is officially pro water.
Thanks.
I don't care who says.
Like Shodo Lake, the idea of Shodo Lake in place of the freaking...
The rail yard
and parking surface parking just south of 40 there is amazing.
Because water, good.
And now, a commercial from 1995 for the Metrolink. Jared! Oh my gosh, man! It's been ages since our days in Western Kentucky, bro. Go Tops!
Oh, man, it's good to see you, Larry. Dude, speaking of WKU, remember when Big Red swallowed me whole sophomore year?
What?
Nothing. Hey, when's beer o'clock?
Remember these?
Oh, stag!
3, 2, 1, go!
What's up, dickweeds?
Oh, frog leg!
God, no one's called me frog leg in years. It's so good to hear that.
All right, what's the schedule for the evening besides scoring some fly honey?
I genuinely do not understand the language of these younger kids.
All right, so we're going to pregame at 12:27. Then we're going to see what's going down at the Creepy Crawl. Then it's Mississippi Nights for this new local group called Wilco.
Okay. Are we going to be taking that new Metrolink system I've been hearing about on KMOX? I heard that current President Bill Clinton just wrote it.
Oh, totally.
You know it. Not.
What?
Rolling up on public transit is going to kill the vibe. We'll never see any tail.
We're obviously taking your Nissan 300ZX, right?
Duh.
Yeah, St. Louis!
Jared, Larry, and Frogleg ended up getting crushed by a brand new Eddie Bauer Edition Ford Explorer and never made it to see Jeff Tweedy and the boys, all because they were too stupid to realize the benefits of public transit. Only you can prevent Fords.
So,
it was written and produced by David Lemon. Frogleg. Who is Frogleg?
Frogleg's an actual person.
I do want you to know
Frogleg comes from a nickname of an act, not just a nickname. Like, he was genuinely known as this name.
That is how nicknames typically go.
No. People didn't know his actual name.
What?
That's not how nicknames work.
I want you to know.
Slanderous.
For the edit, that was me. I like the way it read in the moment was that I was like being summoned by the fact that you guys had Stag.
Just like
okay. showed okay. up. Like because I'm the genie existed. Of Stag.
Okay. Stag came along.
And honestly, if there was There's a genie of Stag, it's Frogleg. Let's be real.
Yeah. We got three games for you today. We each brought some games.
Which ones?
Ian, you got the first. You got the list up. Great. Yep. So first, How well do you know all the St. Louis City neighborhoods? Can you, how many can you name off the dome?
None of us have done, like,
we've done no,
we've done no, yeah, no like research about this. Is just, we're going off the cuff. Yeah. You're just gonna have to trust us.
We're just gonna have to trust us.
We're not looking at maps. We're not looking at things written down. Yeah. Just trust us, please.
There are how many neighborhoods? 79. Oh my God, Jesus Christ!
Almost nice.
So we're gonna go
so close to being nice.
We're just gonna go around. We're just gonna go around and name a neighborhood. No repeats, no misses, and if you miss, you're out. And we'll see who lasts.
If you miss, you're out. Okay. That's better than trying to name all 79.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not good content.
Yeah.
Oh God.
So Colin, you want to take us away? We'll just go in.
I'm getting a little nervous. As the one actual city representative of the three of us. Yeah. I feel like I have to represent.
Yeah.
Okay.
McKinley Heights, baby.
Nice.
Why? That doesn't say McKinley Heights.
Sure. It's your turn, David.
Great. Soulard. Just
all right. Great.
People in McKinley Heights get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it too.
I'll say Fox Park.
Oh, we're just staying very localized.
Well, it's on the brain, you know.
Mark Twain.
Very nice. Midtown.
Dogtown.
West End.
Central West End. Midtown's a neighborhood, I know for a fact.
Dogtown isn't officially listed.
Oh, somebody said Dogtown?
Wait.
Oh, that's correct. No, Bradley's wrong. It's 100% Dogtown is not a neighborhood.
How?
It's not. It's an area known as Dogtown. It's because not
that,
a real neighborhood.
What's the difference between that and a neighborhood?
Because the actual neighborhood is High Point.
And like three others. Named, and I'll go my next one, Cheltenham.
Well, can I just take points against me?
All right, yes, Chip Tolentino.
He'll just get like, what's the... You get the thing where you shrink down a size in Mario.
Yeah.
The insmallening.
Yeah.
That's the name for it.
Okay. So does that mean I just said one, you just said that. So it's Bradley's turn again.
Okay.
But you're losing right now because you suck.
Yeah, I'm losing because, yeah.
That's the point, is to see what you know and don't know. And obviously you didn't know.
Great. Dutchtown.
Kosciuszko.
First of all, it's pronounced Kosciuszko.
Whatever. Stop actualing this whole freaking game. You're ruining it.
Sorry, I want to be on Dropout TV. Actually, Pivo.
Benton Park.
Shaw.
Benton Park West.
A distinct neighborhood.
Marine Villa.
Gravelly Park.
Oh, I was going to do Gravelly Park. Fine, I'll do Patch.
Nice. Jeff Vanderloo.
Very good.
Lindenwood Park.
The Ville.
Downtown West.
Princeton Heights.
Oh, I don't know what other people have said yet. Oh, that's part of the game.
That's the game, baby.
Oh, frick. Fine. Southampton.
Holly Hills.
St. Louis Hills.
Northampton.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
No one said downtown.
Oh, yeah.
It's fair.
He's right.
Car Square.
Ooh, good. Old North.
We haven't said The Hill?
Yeah, we haven't.
Penrose.
Ooh, very good. Ellendale.
I think that might be a buzzer. I am blanking.
Okay.
Wait.
We'll give you...
DeBolivar.
Not the full name. I did forget about that too.
I know it's not. Yeah, it's not it.
It's not the full
name. It's not the full name.
Is it? I know when I hear it, I'm like, oh yeah, I knew
that. Should we give him 10 seconds?
I think we already gave him 10 seconds.
Okay. Good point. All right.
It's Skinker to
Bomber. Yeah.
Okay.
There's a word in front of it.
Which is not my guess because that's not fair.
We'll just leave that one by the wayside.
Yeah.
Baden.
Good. Forest Park Southeast.
Grove.
Oh, I win.
He got an insmallening for not being on.
Nope, yeah. Because do you know where the Grove is? Forest Park Southeast.
I think part of Forest Park Southeast is the Grove.
Nope. It's a region specifically, what, yeah.
What's our ruling?
He got it in small inning. By the way, also, I was going to say Academy, which is a different neighborhood. Yeah. So let's keep going.
Mm, but we're doing this on? Fine. And fine. And I'll just say my Tower Grove South and move on.
Yeah.
Franz Park.
Tiffany.
Compton Heights.
The Gate.
Lafayette Square.
Tower Grove East.
Peabody Dars Webb.
Clifton Heights.
LaSalle.
The Greaterville.
I do have one.
Go.
Oh, it was Graboid Park. Never mind. I already said that.
Yeah. Okay. If I get one, I win.
Yeah, spelling bee rules, I guess.
Botanical Heights.
There you go.
Like St. Louis, baby.
Okay. Shaw.
I said it.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I knew it. I was like, I'm not sitting on Shaw. I'm not. And then my other one was Lindenwood Park.
I said it.
That's what I thought. I was like, oh boy.
What were some of the obvious ones we missed?
Some of the obvious ones that were missed. Central West End.
Uh-huh.
No,
I said Central West End.
David said Central West End.
David said
at the very beginning.
It was right after I said West End.
Yeah. It was like my second one. Okay. And the obvious, the goal there was to say the obvious ones at the beginning.
Right.
Fair enough.
Did anybody say Downtown West?
Yeah
I
that's
did.
What I thought. Okay.
He also said Downtown.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fallon, Riverview.
No, O'Fallon is not a neighborhood.
O'Fallon is a neighborhood. Yeah. Yes,
but
it is.
It's not. It's O'Fallon Park. Isn't it known as O'Fallon? Is it just O'Fallon?
Yeah, and then Riverview as well.
Yes. That was the one I was trying to think. I was like, North. I couldn't. Yeah. Like,
I had Riverview in the pocket. I had Riverview in the pocket. I had Botanical, and then I also Botanical.
Riverview is the esophagus of St. Louis. Yep. St. Louis looks like a stomach.
The esophagus.
It does. It's like an esophagus in the stomach.
Yeah. I also Riverview. I had Carondelet.
Carondelet. Oh shit.
I had Carondelet. I had Vandeventer in the holster.
West End, no Central.
I said West End.
Yeah.
So those were the four I had in the holster, but. I can probably get a, because I know right outside the city limits is Wellston. I just don't know what the one is right next to it. And I can't.
There's West End. Like crossing back into the city right there?
Northeast of it. It's like, I think that's the Greaterville.
Isn't that Penrose?
I'm not sure.
Anyway, David won our game.
Penrose is
David won game number one.
My mom would be so proud.
Colin, you kind of made a little bit of a segue into, which may help people, and honestly, playing this game helped us visualize. We're going to see how well each of us can freehand a St. Louis map.
Oh, God.
And what? So what are the qualifications of a good map?
This is pretty interpretive. Like, this can be like, I kind of want to see, like, one, I want to see how accurate we get, but two, I kind of want to see, like, what do you put on a map when you say, I'm going to draw a St. Louis map?
Oh, so it's just like whatever?
It's like just freehand a St. Louis map.
All right.
Son of a butt. This sucks. I am so bad at this.
Okay.
Okay.
So what we got? So I've got, this is what I have. Mine looks like this.
So close to mine.
Mine looks like this. I got the general shape. I got the major highways. I got Forest Park. I've got Jefferson, King's Highway, Grand, and Gravois. Yeah, I think that's all. That's all I got. I got the park last, and I was going to start to get some more parks.
I forgot 55.
I didn't have enough time to draw 55. I'm just going to draw 55 right now. Is that okay? I have the other three. I was going to put.
You
55.
Have an actual stomach on that page.
I have a.
It looks like it's got something in the stomach.
I'm not going to lie. I think my map is closer than the two of yours. I think my map is closer.
You're prioritizing parks. And what is the finger in the middle? That little weird. What are you sticking out in the middle?
In the here?
Oh, that, no. That, you're talking about that you got the 40 and then 44.
Oh. So there's 40. There's 44. There's 70. I was going to do 55 down here. So I've got Carondelet, Tower Grove, Forest Park, O'Fallon. I was going to put Fairground there as well, but I didn't have time.
Gotcha. Well, that's good. You're prioritizing.
I was prioritizing the green space and then the specific shape. So I took the time on like the specific size of the parks and like the placement of the parks, which is what took me the most time.
That's fair.
I think I won.
You can think that.
I do usually.
I think Bradley won, but I do have a feature of my map that you guys did not.
Yeah. What's the
So I have the general shape.
44 follows 64 closer than that.
General shape. I did forget 55, but my dad always said that St. Louis looks like a wagon wheel. which I've always like taken to heart. And I think it's a really good way to think about the roads in St. Louis when people get confused and lost. So I have Gravois, 44, 64, Lindell, MLK, Natural Bridge, 70, which is the way I think about it. I did forget 55, but that is the other side of the wagon wheel.
Right.
I have this little star down here with this little square. See downtown inset. As every good map needs a nice inset of downtown, which all of you guys just ignored.
My biggest gripe is how 44 doesn't follow 64 close to downtown.
You're right.
That's my biggest gripe.
You got a lot of.
Also,
gripes.
I did prioritize green space.
Yep. So we all did. We all did pretty good.
You put our maps together, you get one shitty map.
Hey.
First of all, you put one of them together, you get one shitty map.
Cool.
All right. Cool.
All right.
Final game.
Comment and punch one of us in the face if you think we won.
If you see us in Schnucks at the self-checkout line with our 10 items or less.
Yeah, now that's a thing.
I've been, you know.
I'm here for that.
I have been.
Totally here
Maybe
for
it's
that.
I've been salivating for a comment section reader's theater about all the articles that are about the self-checkout line at Schnucks. And it just has not risen to the occasion. Slander more people.
Yeah.
Why aren't you angry?
Why aren't you more out of pocket on the internet so we can read it for your entertainment?
Hey, why did I specifically draw the parks?
Because you're a deer.
No, because I think we should draft parks. We should do a draft.
Ooh,
whoa. We should do a draft about parks, of which one person of the three of us has
been
like,
thinking about for
done
literally years.
Such a massive deep dive. Let's take, before we even get there, everybody in the world, point to the person that you think did the most. All right. Wait, hold on.
He has a spreadsheet.
You have a freaking spreadsheet.
Bro.
I have Google Maps.
I have nothing. I have the knowledge base of just living here.
I've not opened this spreadsheet in a while. For the camera only, look at this. Color codedness.
It's great. I saw it all. So here's I've said this before, Bradley.
Yeah.
When you've brought this up, because he has brought it up before.
Like, it's a good idea. It's gonna be fun.
Incessantly.
It is. It is
incessant about doing a parks draft.
I mean, it's a good draft, but I do have a qualm with the fact that like whoever goes first gets Forest Park and they win.
No. So, okay, yeah, that's a great question.
Then if that's the question, then should we...
No.
Bradley has ideas.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think it is like, Forest Park has to be included. Maybe it doesn't go in the first pick, but it most likely will. But hey, like, that's the...
Nimrod?
But I think it'll be that much more exciting to see, one, does somebody fumble the rest of their picks? Two, can you put together a team that can, you know, like...
Beat
the park
with all the free museums and access to transit, sort of?
Here's the thing. I think...
Hamilton Heights. That's what the neighborhood I was thinking of. Because I think of Hamilton and then...
In the Heights?
In the Heights.
Ah.
Hamilton Heights. There you go, Lin-Manuel.
Because, one, if you take away Forest Park, I think there are still, like, gigantic number two... So then that becomes like, it becomes like a game of triage there.
So rules.
Yes.
The rules of the draft are snake draft.
Snake draft.
City parks.
Yep. Total of five.
Let's go.
Okay.
That's pretty much the rules, right?
Ian's going to pick a number.
Yeah.
And then I'll shout our number on the count of three.
1 through 100. 100 reps round back to one.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
98.
32.
86.
One more time.
98.
32. 86. What? 75. Oh, that means I'm last.
That means that I get...
Oh, well, you get to pick what your
you
spot.
You pick what spot. You
one.
Want. Okay, you want the one? I will take the three.
Yes! Oh, thank you so much for giving me the best spot in the entire draft. Thank you.
Not in this draft.
Yes, it is.
This is a football draft populated by one football player, a kind of okay football player, and then a bunch of...
I didn't want Forest Park. I did not want Forest Park. I will go on record.
What an obstinate
I will go on record by saying
it. Contrarian.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
I'm doing this for content. No, just kidding.
Number one draft pick. It's Forest Park. It is.
All right. Give us your reasoning.
Give us... the crown jewel of the entire region. It is 1.5 times the size of Central Park.
Yeah.
It has a bunch of free museums, a free zoo, two golf courses that are reasonably priced by golf standards.
It's technically adequate. It's 36 holes.
Adequate access to public. Is it 36 holes or 20?
It's 27 for 27. One course and nine for the other. So
oh, shit. I didn't know that. I thought it was 18 and nine. That's cool. I did not know that.
27 and
the, nine. Thank you for even in bigging my case even more.
You're welcome.
It has three Metrolink stops that are within steps of the park. It has, I mean, an adequate access to public transit. Not great. There should be more in the park. But the bike paths, walking paths. Do we say more? Forest Park. It is truly one of the greatest parks in America.
It's true, though. It is truly one of the greatest, if not the greatest.
It's one of the top one reasons you visit St. Louis.
It's true.
And I'm not saying there's not more than one. There's plenty of great reasons to visit St. Louis. There's a good argument for the number one reason to visit St. Louis. Forest Park.
You're right, though.
Rest my case.
You're right. You're correct. Fine. Moving on. You suck. I'm going to do this to piss Bradley off, but also at the same time, it is the correct number two pick. I will have the Gateway Arch National Park.
Yep.
Damn it.
You're welcome.
I thought I was hedging. I thought you weren't going to go for
and,
it.
The reason why Colin said it is quite possibly the number one reason to visit St. Louis is because the true number one reason people visit St. Louis is the Gateway Arch. Thank you, Eero Saarinen. It is now a national park.
The only
side note, for some stupid reason, it does not.
St. Louis is the only city in America with a national park in its downtown core.
I don't get it, man. I don't get it. Okay. All right, Bradley.
All right. So I was, man, my strategy went bust. I could have swore.
How have you been preparing this for years?
No, hold on. I have a question.
Hold on, Bradley.
My scouting report of parks is unfailed. My opposition research has failed.
I have a question. Can you, hand me another urban underdog?
Also, I think Bradley overthought this. If he didn't think the number one,
I asked him to hand me an urban underdog just so I would see if he would let me look at it. He is so into this, dude. I'm honestly so glad he went in the three spot because these are the two obvious best picks. Because this means that
like I said, my opposition research was failed. I didn't think that David.
Wait, hold on. That means you think I'm dumb enough not to
How did you not think the 1-2 picks were going to go to these two?
Good Lord, that hurts my feelings.
I thought he was going to go for my pick, Tower Grove Park, as number two. I thought Tower Grove would go number two.
A good park.
It's a great park.
It would be foolish of me not to pick it in the 3-4 slot available because it is the second largest park by acreage. Festival of Nations, fantastic neighborhoods abutting all sides. Obviously, the space, sports fields, pavilions, just great place to be in the middle of it all. It's a fantastic park.
Yes.
And it's a destination park.
It is a destination park.
Too.
I'll agree with that.
So that is my pick there for my round one.
And it's so much green space.
Yeah.
For people. It's the best picnic space in town. Lots of shade. Lots of sun if you want it. It's got a lot. All right. Bradley, number four.
Number four.
First pick of the second round.
Yep. I am picking Lafayette Park.
Good call.
So Lafayette Park.
Good call.
I put this in my...
He's got Tower Grove Park and Lafayette Park in his fivesome right now.
And Lafayette Park, in my categories of making a good grouping of parks, it's my best urban escape park. Set aside in 1836, dedicated in 1851 as one of the first public parks, and by far the largest of its era. So considered by many historians to be the oldest urban park west of the Mississippi.
Oh wow!
Oh boy, crap!
So good get.
Bradley Roth, that's very good picks. All right, I am so excited right now.
Yeah.
But Bradley did not do this because of a technicality, and it is technically a park, because a park in what we're describing is free to the residents of St. Louis City. Correct? It's free access to the residents of St. Louis City.
I mean, I will say we didn't establish hard and fast guidelines.
But that's true.
I built my list off. This is a truth. I built my list off of the list of parks on the St. Louis City website.
Okay.
That's how I built my list.
I mean, that's a good rule to me, because I had a question. That was my question too.
So David, what kind of shenanigans are you gonna try and pull?
I'm gonna pull the Missouri Botanical Gardens.
That was my question, and I don't think it counts.
But I do, because it's free to the city residents of St. Louis.
He's still,
ergo,
it's still ticketed.
It's free. It's free to St. Louis City residents.
And you know what?
And it's
all
a
the
park.
Other parks. All
and
the
it's
other
a park.
All the other parks on this list are free to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's why
it is also not administered by the St. Louis Park system.
Yeah.
Sorry. It used to be when it was Shaw's Garden back in the day. It looks like it was like just a park.
I don't care. Fine.
Have another pick.
Fine. Damn it. I really wanted that.
That was exactly what I was thinking.
But that was
too.
The argument is it's free to the city residents. I don't
And that's cool that it is, but this is the time I am arguing for people who live near St. Louis.
Fine, then I'll take the most obvious next one that I can take.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be, thank you very much, the Mississippi Greenway North Riverfront Park. At the very, very top, tippy-tippy
yep.
top.
And that's actually about to get...
It's getting a lot
a huge
of
designation, yeah, which I think we can count in this. I definitely have.
It is beautiful. It's about as remote of a real park as you can get without being touched by mankind. It is honestly in the city limits of St. Louis. If you want to feel the most remote in the woods, like away from it all.
I wouldn't know.
If you want to feel the most remote in the woods away from it all in St. Louis City, it is the place to go.
And it's about to be, I think, I don't know if it's going to get renamed as Chain Rocks Park, but they are
working on that.
Chain Rocks is going to be like its own designated park there, which is going to include
And if
this.
It connects all the way, that makes
so it's beautiful. It's going to be cool as heck.
It's beautiful. And then
it does feel away from it all. I wouldn't say in the woods. There's a lot of infrastructure in that park. It's like there's a playground. There's like a couple gazebos. It's right there by the old cement land ruins.
Yes.
But there's also Chain of Rocks.
Do you know
Bridge.
What my favorite part about the park is? Is the first Google image.
Uh-huh.
The first Google image. I'm gonna take a screen. The first image is of like just a beaten up lawn chair. In like the worst part of the park. It's like
hysterical.
Come Love on it. And hang by Love the it. River. It is just like, imagine being a river rat. Like that's the thing I think of. It's so great. I love it so much.
For my second pick, and whatever pick in the draft, O'Fallon Park.
It's a great pick.
O'Fallon Park. It has a state-of-the-art rec complex. It's freaking new. It's great. They got a boathouse, just like Forest Park. You can go on the little lake there. They have basketball courts. They have some great bike trails. It's great. It's fan-freaking-tastic. We love O'Fallon Park. I'm going to take something from Bradley here. because...
Oh, do it!
There's no bigger disc golf fan.
Yeah!
Than Bradley Rolfe. Among the three of us. One of the most underrated parks in St. Louis. I don't know why it's not more popular.
Because they found two dead bodies in like three
It's
weeks.
Because they found a lot of dead bodies there.
You know.
It's still a great park.
It's an amazing park, we promise.
We're not judging this by the amount of dead bodies. And you know what? Your dead body wasn't found
no,
there.
No, your dead body.
With my next pick, Wilmore Park, baby. It's Wilmore Park. One of the greatest parks in St. Louis. As it says on Google Maps, 100+ acres of lakes, sports, and play areas. Mm-hmm. It has futsal and soccer and disc. There's the only disc golf course in the city that's there.
Yeah.
Parking, according to Google Maps, it's like a dot. This is parking.
It has that.
It does indeed have parking. It's right along the beautiful, and no one will say otherwise, River De Pere. But it doesn't stink. From my experience, it has a dog park. And it's an underrated park in a great neighborhood. Sorry that they found two dead bodies there. Those weren't recent.
All right, David, what's your round three pick?
I am taking this because the rest of my draft is because I really just want them.
I don't want
anybody else to have them. It's not that like I know Bradley or Colin are gonna pick these. I don't think Bradley and Colin are gonna pick. They might. I personally really like them for specific reasons. The one park that I'm going to pick that's very I love more
man,
than anything.
Man, wind it up more.
Clifton Heights Park.
There you go.
It might not be high on these two lists. It might not be in the list at all. And I can almost guarantee you it's not going to be on either of these two lists. That park is, and the surrounding aesthetic of that park is something straight out of a Hollywood film, dude. You walk around that park and you feel like you are taken back in time. It is mad.
America was great.
Magnificent. Yeah. What? My brother-in-law has named all of the animals that frequent that park, the ducks and whatnot, and the turtles that live there.
You can walk to a Wendy's?
You can. First of all, no.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, yes, but that's not why.
You can walk to a car wash?
The whole park and surrounding area.
Walk to a Hardee's for tender wraps, 2 for $5.
Makes you feel like you're in Halloween Town on another level. It is so beautiful.
Accredited CPR services. It's so right beautiful. There.
All right. It's, again, personal reasons. And if you are somebody in the comments that agrees with me about Clifton Park, like Clifton Heights Park,
it's a great park. It's a great park.
It's totally underrated. Totally underrated park.
All right. So my 3 and 4 picks.
Just a quick reminder. You suck. Okay, go.
My 3 and 4 picks, I'm going to get my north side coverage and my downtown coverage. So my north side coverage, Penrose Park.
That's fine.
Penrose Park. Let me tell you a bit.
That's not the obvious pick.
Well, the obvious pick is O'Fallon Park, which Colin already got.
Well.
Northside Penrose, check this on Penrose, okay? Right by the Boys and Girls Club right there. Mm-hmm. Also, something that nothing else has, we have a velodrome in Penrose Park.
This is true.
Sure do.
It's so, one of the only velodromes still in existence today.
We have a lot of particularly unique things that we should give more attention to, cherish. We got a velodrome. How cool is that? Go check it out. Sick. Go ride your bike real fast.
I was gonna say, if you don't know what a velodrome is, it is an outdoor.
It
could be indoor too.
But it's a banked racing bicycle.
Bike go fast.
Meow. Fast
you
bike.
Can go up. By the way, in real velodromes, cyclists can go up nearly up to 100 miles an hour. Look it up.
Fact check, David, please.
Don't. Let him be wrong for once.
Yeah. Tune in next episode to hear David apologize.
All right, here we go. You ready? I'm going to look it up
while you're looking that up. My round four pick, I'm going to pick the best of the downtown parks.
I was wrong.
Make sure to cut.
It's 43.
Cut that out.
Leave that whole thing in. You know how I heard that? It was a Reddit comment section. Don't believe what you hear. Read in Reddit comment sections. By the way, though, 43? Pretty fast.
Of all the downtown parks, if you were to pull them individually out of downtown and put them in any other neighborhood, they'd be fine. Maybe have something cool and unique about them. But the one that would really hold its own the most out of all the downtown parks, if you placed it anywhere else, is City Garden Park.
Yes. Good call. I am here for it.
So good City pick. Garden, you
that was
you,
my
you
next
me,
pick if he didn't take it.
You know me. I love my sculptures. So you got that. You got, you know, you're right. It's right in the middle of that drag of all those downtown parks there.
So that's the pick. That's the
yeah,
pick.
Best downtown pick, City Garden. David.
It's not the best downtown.
I don't know. Actually, he made a good-ass case. I think I...
They have a national park downtown! What the frick?
Listen to him change his tune.
And now, for the horribly mistaken people in the room that haven't taken this pick...
I know what you're going to say.
It's Fairground Park, ladies and gentlemen.
I've won. Sorry.
No, you haven't.
Oh, man. Okay.
You are horribly mistaken if you haven't taken Fairground Park.
I know...
Horribly mistaken.
I know. I think I know what you were thinking, because that's also what I was thinking if we're thinking the same thing.
I
strategically...
I picked O'Fallon. Don't say we don't care about the north side.
I wasn't doing anything. I'm talking about the historical value of Fairground Park.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing to do with the
north side.
Ding me for it. Thank you very much. Fairground Park, the historical value and the historical importance of Fairground Park is through the roof. If there is one park outside of Forest Park that means more to the city of St. Louis and its residents historically, it is Fairground Park, dude. Like, that park is so heavily underrated to this day.
You're right.
It has, like, the greatest name for one of its... Like,
was it in fact a fairground at one point?
Yeah.
Like, is that where, like, oh, we're going to go to the fairground to go see the...
Didn't they do the 4th of July VP stuff there in the past?
For the longest time they did, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I wonder why they moved it out.
There is a gazebo and a building and an area surrounding it.
A pavilion.
So, called the Fairground Park Bear Pits.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that amazing?
Are there actual bears there still?
Yeah, probably.
All right. Okay, so it's my picks?
Yeah, yep. you got 4 and 5. Round out your team.
I know where you're going.
I'm gonna make a case for my... I'm going to set up where I am and where I'm going. Forest Park. It's Forest Park, baby. One of the things I valued really high in this list is
acreage.
Having not so much.
That's such a white person thing to do.
Is having
colonizer much?
Yeah, colonize. Ooh, there it is.
It's almost like no one's ever said that to me. is having a public swimming pool.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
So no, that's O'Fallon Park
swimming pool.
Oh, okay. Okay.
O'Fallon Park has a public swimming pool.
Yeah.
There's only one other one in the city, and now I know what Bradley's picking.
everybody on the count of three, everybody say the same thing. One, two, three. Carondelet Park.
Well, actually, so...
Anyway.
That's not what he's picking, because that's what I'm picking.
Yes, that's
what I'm picking. Number four, and we got disc golf at Wilmore. Number four, it's Carondelet Park.
Right, right. There's no reason... That could have gone earlier.
Second round.
It could have gone.
Yeah, around. It's a great park. It's the other place with a giant rec center.
Yeah.
It's a Y as well.
It's a Y, yeah. So there is a public-facing swimming pool there. It's got some of the greatest trails in the city. It's got history. It's got some cool... It's got the Alexander Lyle House, which is great. You can recycle your Christmas tree there, the Carondelet mulch heaps. It's got a bird sanctuary. And we're recording at Fly North Theatricals. We love birds. Mm-hmm. Green space with stocked fishing ponds. It's got a boathouse too. It's got a bandstand. It's like little Forest Park.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of stuff to do there. We love it. It's right next to Lowe's. What else do you want? Carondelet Park. That's my pick.
Great pick.
There it is.
Surprise!
Did you say it was the only other park with a swimming pool?
So no.
Stop. Anyway,
I'm not going to say it. Carondelet Park and O'Fallon Park both have YMCAs, which, like, you could make an argument are not public swimming pools. There is only one, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, traditional public swimming pool left in the city parks, because that was one of those big ass racist things that take out all the public swimming pools.
First, they filled them with worse chemicals, and then they filled them with cement.
Yeah. And there's still one. And maybe somebody will pick it. I'm going to leave it on the table, though.
Sure.
The one thing that I'm missing in this is a park with views, a vista, a park with one of the best views of our metro region, period. Also has a really unique amenity to it that's going to reopen soon. And that is the Compton Hill Reservoir Park.
Is it the
tower's going to reopen?
Tower's soon? Reopening?
There's a fund to do it.
I know there are efforts.
Yeah, there are efforts. They've announced stuff and brought it back, and I've heard rumors that they're planning on reopening it soon. I don't have hard evidence on that. I live right there. People talk about it. Yeah. It's a thing. Compton Hill Reservoir Park. There's a dog park there. There's some great tennis courts. There's the Compton Hill Water Tower, like one of, I think, three remaining. It's not working anymore, but like one of the three remaining original water towers in the city. They're historic. It's really cool. It's just cool to see. But that's not it. Actually, all those things are not why I picked this park. It's back there, and I feel like not a lot of people have seen this because it's just one of those places that feels really out of the way. But there's the trail that goes around. It's a big square trail that goes around the actual old water tanks that are up, that are built up. And on the north side of that, which is right up against the highway. So it's like, you know, whatever. That's not the great view part. Is one of the only spots in the entire metro region where you can see downtown, midtown, and Clayton all laid out right in front of you. And it's one of the most fantastic, if you have a long lens especially, one of the best places to take pictures of any one of those three neighborhoods. It's also just a really cool park in its own right. The Compton Hill Reservoir Park. Nice. It's my fifth pick.
Good pick. Limon, are you going to pick smart or spite me?
I'm picking smart and spiting you, potentially.
All right.
I don't know if it's where you're going, but this is where I was. I have been to this park a couple times. And I value it based off of its accessibility. In very centralized in North City, it has a lot of public amenities that you want, including the outdoor swimming pool that we've been talking about. It's got a couple tennis courts that can also be doubled as pickleball courts for those who want it. For some reason, that has blown up, and it will never make sense to me.
Are you one of those?
What?
That you're like, oh, pickleball? Why not play tennis?
I don't understand it. I just don't understand it.
It's not to understand. It's pickles with balls.
It's accessible tennis.
What if I don't like pickles?
There's no pickles involved.
Wait, David, do you not like pickles?
No, my wife does. That's the whole thing.
Wait, you don't like...
The olive theory from How I Met Your Mother? Not true. The pickle theory.
There's no pickles involved in pickleball.
That's what you think. Anyways, it's Chambers Park. It's Chambers Park. If you haven't been to Chambers Park, the outdoor pool is kick ass.
Oh, so I guess I'm wrong. Like, there obviously are more outdoor pools.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. This one's about as good as it gets. It's really old school, really cool. They got basketball courts. They got baseball fields. They got a big open field. And they have a garden, a community garden. So I don't know. I don't know what more you're looking for in a park.
Last pick, outdoor swimming pool, Marquette Park.
There it is.
Marquette Park. Marquette Park is great. I mean, once again, like, the thing, like, you know, Colin made a point about being, you know, accessible by transit with Forest Park and some of his other stuff. Very, very important. One of the things I focused on as far as accessibility there is just like, can you walk? Like, is it in neighborhoods? Is it near things? And all of my parks have that. And Marquette Park, Southside, Dutchtown area, you have like...
Has the new soccer... the futsal court.
Yeah, futsal court. You got the outdoor.
It's really awesome.
You got the outdoor swimming pool there.
It's got slides, according to Google Maps.
Right on the corner there is the Thomas Dunn Learning Center. Mm-hmm. And then you go a couple blocks down, you have like that Dutchtown drag of Merrimack, which is super cool.
And very accessible transit-wise.
Yeah. When you think about a classic city park, the things you want to have, you want to be in a neighborhood, have open spaces, have amenities. We got the outdoor swimming pool. We got playgrounds. We got other things. It's right there by neighborhoods, by other cool things. Really rounds it out. How the South Side.
It's a great pick.
Yeah.
It's a classic South Side gem. Overarching is produced at Fly North Theatricals in residence with the Grand Center Arts Foundation in sunny Grand Center, Midtown, St. Luby Magooby. You can find us on social media at Overarching ST Lewis. I'm Colin.
I'm David.
And I'm Travis.
This was